A day at school.
在学校里的一天。
Lena experiences her first day at school and learns many things about her schedule, her teachers, and the school rules.
Lena 经历了她的第一天上学，并了解了有关她的课程表、老师和学校规则的很多事情。
In the morning, Lena wakes up early.
早上，丽娜起得很早。
She eats breakfast and brushes her teeth.
她吃早餐并刷牙。
Then, she puts on her uniform.
然后她穿校服。
She feels excited.
她感到兴奋。
She takes the bus to school.
她乘坐校车去学校。
At school, she first goes to the classroom.
到达学校时，她先去了教室。
She meets her new classmates.
她见到了她的新同学。
The teacher introduces her to the class.
老师向全班介绍她。
It is math class.
这是数学课。
The teacher explains some math problems.
老师讲解了一些数学题。
After class, it is lunchtime.
下课后是午餐时间。
Lena eats lunch with her friends.
丽娜和她的朋友们一起吃午饭。
After lunch, it is gym class.
午餐后是体育课。
She likes running in gym class.
她喜欢在体育课上跑步。
Next is science class.
接下来是科学课。
They do an interesting experiment.
他们进行了有趣的实验。
After school, Lena goes home.
放学后，丽娜回家。
Lena tells her mom about her day.
丽娜和妈妈谈论她的一天。
She eats dinner with her mom.
她和妈妈一起吃晚饭。
After dinner, she does her homework.
吃完晚饭后，她做作业。
The surprising thunderstorm.
意想不到的雷雨。
An unexpected summer storm brings chaos to a small village. The residents must prepare and take action to stay safe.
一场意外的夏季雷雨给一个小村庄带来了混乱。居民们必须做好准备并采取措施以确保安全。
A sunny morning began the day.
一个晴朗的早晨开始了这一天。
Children played in the park.
孩子们在公园里玩耍。
Adults talked.
大人们在聊天。
The sky suddenly became dark.
天空突然变得很暗。
Strong winds came.
大风来了。
Rain started.
雨开始下。
Everyone ran home.
每个人都跑回家。
The thunder was loud.
雷声很响。
Lightning flashed.
电闪着。
Trees swayed.
树木摇晃。
Windows were shut tightly.
窗户紧闭。
The heavy rain lasted an hour.
大雨持续了一小时。
Then the rain slowly stopped.
然后雨慢慢停了。
The sun appeared.
太阳出现了。
A rainbow appeared in the sky.
彩虹出现在天空。
The village returned to peace.
村庄恢复了平静。
Children came out to play again.
孩子们又出来玩了。
Adults talked with smiles.
大人们微笑着说话。
Everything was normal again.
一切又正常了。
Max meets his new neighbor and discovers the art of greetings and farewells in another culture.
马克思认识了他的新邻居，并发现了另一种文化中的问候和告别艺术。
On Saturday morning, Max saw a truck parked next door.
周六早上，马克思看到一辆卡车停在隔壁。
He decided to go out and see.
他决定出去看看。
There, he met his new neighbor named Li Ming.
在那里他遇到了一位名叫李明的新邻居。
Li Ming is from China.
李明来自中国。
Max greeted warmly, hello, welcome.
马克思热情地打招呼，你好，欢迎。
Li Ming smiled, thank you, nice to meet you.
李明微笑，谢谢，认识你很高兴。
They talked about their moving experiences and new surroundings.
两人谈论着他们的搬家经历和新环境。
Then, Li Ming introduced a cultural way of saying goodbye to Max.
然后，李明给马克思介绍了一种告别的文化习俗。
In his culture, bowing is a form of respect and farewell.
在他的文化中，鞠躬是一种尊重和告别的形式。
Max was very interested.
马克思很感兴趣。
They tried bowing together.
他们一起尝试鞠躬。
It was a fun experience.
这是一次很有趣的经历。
When saying goodbye, Max tried to bow.
告别时，马克思试着鞠了一躬。
Li Ming laughed and told him, well done.
李明笑着告诉他,做得很好.
Max felt very pleased with the cultural exchange.
马克思对这次文化交流感到非常满意.
He realized the importance of learning different cultures.
他意识到学习不同文化的重要性.
From then on, they became good friends.
从此以后, 两人成为了好朋友.
They often share their cultures and languages.
他们常常交流彼此的文化和语言.
Anna plans her first trip to Rome.
安娜计划她的第一次罗马之旅.
She researches attractions and organizes all travel preparations to experience the perfect vacation with her family.
她研究景点并组织所有旅行准备,以便与家人一起度过完美的假期.
Anna gets help from her parents to plan the itinerary.
安娜得到了父母的帮助来规划行程.
They decide to visit the Colosseum and the Vatican.
他们决定参观罗马斗兽场和梵蒂冈.
Anna also wants to taste Italian cuisine.
安娜也想品尝意大利的美食.
She is especially excited to try authentic Roman pizza.
尤其是她期待尝试正宗的罗马披萨.
On the first day of the journey, they explore the streets of Rome.
旅程的第一天,他们探索罗马的街道.
They visit many monuments and take lots of photos.
他们参观了许多纪念碑并拍了很多照片.
Anna loves the historical atmosphere of Rome.
安娜喜欢罗马的历史气息.
In the evening, they dine at a restaurant.
晚上,他们在一家餐厅吃晚饭.
They taste delicious pasta.
他们品尝了美味的意大利面.
After dining, they return to the hotel.
用餐结束后,他们回到了旅馆.
The next day, they visit the Vatican museums.
第二天,他们拜访了梵蒂冈博物馆.
The art captivates them.
这里的艺术作品令他们着迷.
Anna is impressed by Michelangelo's frescoes.
安娜对米开朗基罗的壁画印象深刻.
She takes many photos.
她拍了许多照片.
After leaving the museum, they walk to a nearby park.
离开博物馆后,他们散步到附近的公园.
They relax sitting on the grass.
他们放松地坐在草地上.
In the evening, they return to the hotel to rest.
晚上,他们返回酒店休息.
Designer fashion and street style.
设计师时尚与街头风格.
Tom visits an exclusive fashion show in Paris and discovers the intersection between haute couture and urban street style.
Tom 参观了一场在巴黎举行的独家时装秀, 发现了高级时装与都市街头风格的交汇点.
Climate in change.
气候在变化.
A detailed analysis of the ever-changing climatic patterns of the Earth and their long-term impacts on weather phenomena.
关于地球不断变化的气候模式及其对天气现象的长期影响的详细分析.
Over the years, the pace of climate change has been accelerating.
多年来,气候变化的速度一直在加快.
Experts have unveiled potential consequences of climate change by analyzing records of temperature variations, precipitation patterns, and extreme weather events.
专家们通过分析温度变化、降水模式和极端天气事件的记录，揭示了气候变化的潜在后果.
The gradually intensifying rise in temperatures has led to accelerated melting of glaciers.
逐渐加剧的气温上升已经导致冰川融化加速.
Such changes have profound implications on global ecosystems.
这样的变化对全球生态系统产生了深远的影响.
Extreme weather events have become more frequent and severe.
极端天气事件变得更加频繁且严重.
The intensity of hurricanes and typhoons continues to rise.
飓风和台风的强度持续增加.
Simultaneously, rising ocean temperatures affect marine life.
与此同时, 海洋温度上升影响了海洋生物.
Coral bleaching threatens a multitude of marine species.
珊瑚白化现象威胁着各种海洋物种.
Concurrently, extreme droughts and floods intensify the uncertainty of food supplies.
与此同时, 极端干旱和洪水加剧了粮食供应的不确定性.
Agriculture faces enormous challenges.
农业面临巨大的挑战.
Changes in widespread rainfall affect crop growing seasons.
大范围的降雨变化影响了作物生长期。
Permafrost in the Arctic is gradually thawing, affecting habitat structures.
北极的冰土层逐渐融化，使栖息地结构受到影响。
This transition might release carbon stores into the atmosphere.
这种变化可能导致碳储量释放到大气中。
In response to these challenges, countries are striving to implement sustainable development strategies.
面对这一切挑战，各国正努力实施可持续发展战略。
Green technologies are innovating constantly to reduce emissions and reliance on fossil fuels.
绿色技术正不断创新，以减少排放和依赖化石燃料。
However, international cooperation is crucial to enact genuine change in the global climate scenario.
然而，国际合作至关重要，才能对全球气候状况产生真正的影响。
Unified efforts can accelerate the global pursuit of sustainable development.
团结协作可以加速全球可持续发展的努力。